Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
My best friend. And I love you. And I love you.
Love is in the air. 34 at the hour, although it's not always obvious. It's not always paramount, although it is my major force and hopefully yours as well. Major force in our lives ought to be love and praise and appreciation, all that good stuff. Although it's hard sometimes. You look around and you see what's going on, and as much as we're all trying to perform here at our best, and I think we do, frankly, and the results of the survey that many of you, hundreds of you, participated in that we have now concluded and we're working on putting the data together, but I appreciate all of you who took the time, and as I said, hundreds and hundreds of people. I mean, it was really very flattering for no other reason. I haven't seen all the results of it yet, but just the fact that people would take the time, because it was something required, 10 minutes of your time? How long did it take you? Did you take the survey? You did, I think, before we went out with Victoria, didn't you? You never took it?
No.
All right. Kara, did you take the survey?
I didn't think I was allowed to.
Yeah, well, I didn't think we were allowed to.
You weren't, but I mean, you could look at it and see sort of what the essence was. But anyway, the point is that we got a lot of great information about you and the things that you like and the things that we can improve upon, and that was the whole reason for doing it. The people who are pleased with the folks who are on the program, that seemed to ring loud and clear. And what we're talking about, whether it be serious or silly, is something. There are moments for being serious, and there are moments for being silly. A couple of serious moments now. The situation from New York, I'm going to defer to Victoria because she lives in New York. This 66-year-old woman who apparently had a history of psychiatric problems, Victoria, shot and killed a day ago in New York. The commissioner said that the police failed. Sergeant Hugh Barry, responding to a call about an emotionally disturbed person in the Bronx. The neighbor complained about this woman who was acting irrationally. And then the this policeman forced his way into the apartment to investigate. And from there, the woman apparently had a pair of scissors and
I think she had a bat. She charged at him with a bat.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So then he shot her and killed her.
Mm.
And so, there's a basic. She was struck in the torso, and this stuff is going on and on and on and on and on. And so I don't know what, I wonder if you, that's what really what I wanted you to address, if you could, Victoria. When the police commissioner says that they failed, that the police and the system failed, to what is he attributing that? Is it?
Well, he was saying that the failure came in the fact that the NYPD has policies and procedures for handling emotionally disturbed people.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of them, especially now more than ever.
Yeah.
You see the homeless problem in
all
New York is.
Yeah.
I mean, older generation, my friend's parents who have lived in New York their whole life, they say that they have not seen a homeless problem this bad since the 80s. And it's terrible. I mean, I was walking the dogs in Central Park yesterday, and the homeless population just wandering around mentally disturbed, living in the park it's heartbreaking. It's you feel like your own safety is threatened. I mean, it's just a terrible situation.
Very uncomfortable.
It's very uncomfortable. It really is. And I don't know what the answer is. The one thing that people talk about in New York, the New Yorkers did not like Giuliani. He had good moments during 9/11, but before that, New Yorkers really did not like Giuliani. It's a myth. And I was here, living here, when Giuliani was here, and I had just moved here, and it was a myth that the rest of the country thought that everyone loved Giuliani. They didn't. New Yorkers did not like him. But the one thing that we will all give him credit for is he magically made the homeless population disappear. It's even made jokes on Family Guy about how somehow they miraculously all disappeared. Now
he was
all
a Law
back.
And Order guy, and they and the police were used.
I don't know where they went
to
but.
Push them into. Well, what they did was actually they physically moved them to Hoboken and other. They just put them in police cars and they'd bring them some other place. That's what there's a great joke in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. There were several different communities around that were having trouble with homeless people, and they the police in these other communities, because Framingham seemed to have a larger homeless population, they'd put them in police cruisers and bring them down to Framingham, let them out, and they'd stay in Framingham. That's what they did. They get them out of their town, put them in police cruisers, and bring them someplace else. And that's what really happened in New York City. Giuliani is the face of Donald Trump in many ways these days. I'm not sure how good that is. I don't like Giuliani for one reason and one reason only. I have huge, how do I say it? Huge respect for Bill Bratton, who was the police commissioner when Giuliani became the mayor. Was
recently
probably the smartest
retired,
thing he did.
Yeah.
He came back to New York. He went to Los Angeles. Basically, Giuliani fired him because he was getting too much press and too much credit for all of the positive police work and the public's reaction to the police, because Bratton knew how to run the police department.
Right.
He started as a policeman in Boston. He's from Boston originally, and he worked his way up to police commissioner in Boston. And then he went to New York, and then he went to L.A., and then he came back to New York.
When he came to New York, who was mayor, do you remember?
Giuliani brought him.
Oh, brought him in, and then got
him in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He was there, and he fired him because he got too much positive press. Got too much credit for fixing what was going on in New York. So, and that's why I don't like Giuliani.
Did Bloomberg bring him back then?
No. No. It's De Blasio brought him back.
Oh, I thought he was already in place when De Blasio was elected.
I don't think so. I don't remember that he was. No, I don't think so. No. His wife is, I can see her now. She's very public. She's a television reporter. I can see. I've actually interviewed her, and I had dinner with her once. I can't remember her name, though. She was also from Boston. My God, does she love that man. I have seen few women who are that enthralled with the men in their lives. She absolutely melts when she talks about them. It was wonderful. I wish I could remember her name. Look, just do me a favor. Do a quick Google search on Bratton's wife, and then we'll put an end to this. Meanwhile, there's a very, just really troubling stuff coming from another direction. If the jury says Derrick Rose wasn't guilty, I suppose we got to give some credit to the system. But the fact, you remember the Derrick Rose case? He was played for the Knicks. He was charged with raping somebody a couple of years ago, and went to a trial a couple of weeks ago. And so, for whatever the reason, the jury decided. Look to me, and I'm no expert. I don't remember all the nuances, but I remember at the time talking about it and thinking this guy was kind of guilty, pretty guilty, very guilty. He was guilty. Mm-hmm. So then after he's found not guilty, there are pictures all over the place on Twitter of him smiling with people that were in the jury. They show, so you wonder if he was found not guilty because of the fans he had in the jury. He's a celebrity. And after it's all over, you get these pictures everywhere. Is that
That's
justice?
Crazy.
Is it? One wonders, I mean, do we trust the system, or do we trust it? Here's another one. Listen to this. This sort of reminds me of the Stanford rape case and that Jerkelberger judge in the affluenza drunken driving case. So this is the judge, John McEwen is his name. This morning, about 20,000 people, as of this morning, have signed a change.org petition calling for his impeachment. He gave a 60-day sentence to a man who pled guilty to repeatedly raping his prepubescent daughter. Oh. He got 60 days.
And that's my biggest issue.
12-year-old girl, my God. God.
The people who commit these crimes are disgusting, but they don't owe, they're just citizens. They don't owe the other citizens of this country, you know, anything. They haven't signed anything to say that they're going to protect us and do a certain job. These judges are the ones who are supposed to use common sense and follow the laws and protect the other people in the country. Oh, and then they're handing out sentences like this that aren't doing anything for anyone else. And that's what I have the biggest issue with.
Isn't it time to start punishing these judges who let these monsters
yes,
walk?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
The prosecutors recommended a 25-year sentence for this guy.
How does that happen?
There are some prosecutors who say that people who do these sort of things should be in jail for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely.
And this guy gives them a 60-day sentence?
That's not even a slap on the wrist. It's like a pat on the back.
Yeah. And he probably won't even stay in for 60 days. I mean, Brock Turner, the Stanford rapist, you know, he got out in half the time. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Okay, so listen to this. This guy's been in jail 17 days already. The judge gives him credit for that
on
the
60-day
sentence.
Oh, time served. Okay.
Yeah. So,
but you know what? But the overall message is, what kind of message is this sending to women and to young girls? This is what Minnie Driver talked about, being assaulted when she was 16. And the police, and she was in Greece, granted, but that's not much better here. If you're on a college campus and you say, this person raped me, most times colleges don't even investigate, especially if it's a student athlete. I mean, forget about it. It's been almost impossible to even get the school to look into this stuff. What message are we sending to the next generation of women? Don't speak up, and if you do, your assailant or your assaulter is going to get 60 days, even when he admits that he repeatedly raped you when you were 12.
The judge
claims that
the news coverage obscured the law, failing to mention an exception to the mandatory 25-year prison sentence. Instead of talking about what he did to psychologically screw up his daughter for the rest of her life, he's trying to defend his decision.
Well, this is why I get frustrated when you see in these public cases, like with Bill Cosby, where people, you know, they don't believe the women because they say, well, why did you wait so long to come out and say it? Well, this is why. This is why people don't say things.
I'm so tired of people blaming the victim. The victim shaming that goes on in this country is disgusting.
So here's the mother and the grandmother of the guy who did the raping of his daughter asked the judge to be lenient, that he ought not to be sentenced to prison. The mother... who walked in, and the mother is the one who discovered what he was doing.
Ugh.
Walks in on this guy, writes that she... People in there thinking the grandmother wrote in her letter, the man's behavior was horrible, but stated the man's children, especially his sons, would be devastated if their father no longer is a part of their life.
Oh, because they needed that kind of a role model around. I can understand.
Well, hopefully
Granny is just senile, and she doesn't really understand what she's saying.
So now there's a petition to impeach him. There wasn't one person at the trial that spoke on behalf of his daughter. Not one.
Not even her mother? Her own mother?
Not even the mother.
Nope. Oh, my God.
Nope.
This poor girl.
So.
Well, and now is she stuck living with them because she's only 12? She's a minor?
I don't know. I don't get that from what I'm looking at here. I don't have. But what I'm looking at is the petition on change.org.
Yeah.
Who
has the authority to impeach a judge?
The state court system would have the... If it's a state judge...
Now, what if the judge is elected?
Yeah, no, it doesn't make any difference. The state court system can do the two-thirds... It's
because there is a difference, right?
But the House of Representatives in the state... So they have legislative process. They are the same as we do when we impeach a president. So if they're impeaching a judge, it would go... actually through the court system, and then go to the House of Representatives, and they would convict him by a two-thirds vote.
Because the reason I'm asking is, with the Brock Turner case, that judge in California, Jennifer was saying, oh, well, we're in California, where she is, that they're stuck with those judges because they're elected. Mm-hmm. So you can only just vote them out of office, as opposed to if they're appointed, they could be taken off the bench right away.
The petition needs to reach 25,000 signatures, and then it gets delivered to the chief... clerk of the Montana House of Representatives, and that's where the action starts. So we got a lot of people listening in Montana. You can follow this conversation. Give us your thoughts if you'd like. Twitter.com DJB show, and Facebook.com/ DJB show. That needs certainly some comment and input. And people, I'm betting that we get some people that'll follow this and say, well, we don't really understand. You don't know all the facts. Fact is, a 12-year-old girl was raped by her father. I don't need to know anything else.
Right.
It's, where are we here? 49 past the hour.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin, beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This right-handed hitter was the 1977 Comeback Player of the Year. He anchored the hot corner for the Southside Hitmen of the Chicago White Sox, a team that in 77 slugged 192 homers.
Sauter home, last one down the line to get the White Sox offense rolling.
So where is Eric Sauter home now? Eric founded Front Row Tickets in 1984, which became a multi-million dollar business in the world of ticket brokering. Eric also opened Sauter World with his daughter Misty. It's a spa and health and wellness center in suburban Chicago, which has been going strong since 1997.
The key was starting a business and then surround yourself with quality people.
Sounds like a winning formula to me. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Today on App Check, HoloToy is an interactive hologram using Anamorphosis perspectives to emulate a constant viewing angle.
What?
And it's $2.
What?
Not including 3D glasses. HoloToy
struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So you've mailed a letter you wish you hadn't. Maybe you've written someone a nasty letter, they've apologized, and you want it back before they've read it. Or maybe you just mailed a letter by mistake. Can you get it back? Easy. Just ask the post office. Here's the social science of it. It's very possible to retrieve a letter after you've already mailed it, but you must act fast. Once you realize your mistake, head to the local post office, ask them for form PS1509, sender's application for recall of mail. Fill it out, give it to the postal clerk, and you've got a shot of getting your mistake back. And get this, it's absolutely free. What's the cheap psychological trick? Act in haste, repent at leisure, because this time the post office to the rescue. Love to hear from you. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.